James Ritter, RITTER, James, JAMES, 517-19. James Ritter, 517-1950, that's RITTER. Today is 10/13/2024. This is, golly, James Ritter, this is a 74-year-old gentleman seen today for hospice evaluation. Patient has a history of... patient has a history of Parkinsonism, neuropathy, weight loss, protein calorie malnutrition, ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent. Anxiety, history of depression. Patient in the past few months has lost tremendous amount of weight, has become more ADL dependent, has had issues with aspiration. Social, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink, he never been a heavy smoker or drinker, doesn't have any children, has a sister in San Antonio. Allergy, sulfur, seafood, fish, and aspirin. Medication, Lipitor 80 milligram once a day, Cinemet 2500, 25/100 QID, then 50/200 TID. Risperdal, 2 milligram a day, Aldactone, 25 milligram a day, Prilosec, 40 milligram a day, Depakote, 500 milligram a day. Melatonin, 500 milligram a day. Neurontin, 100 milligram TID. Berlenta, 90 milligram a day with history of TIA, no stents. Lipitor, 80 milligram a day. Capsaicin, CAPSACIN cream. Proscar, 5 milligram a day. And nasal spray, steroid nasal spray, period. Patient's family history positive for stroke. Patient Parkinsonism is due to exposure to contaminated water at Camp Lejeune, L-A-J-U-E-N-E, in California. Period. Review of system, weight loss, anxiety. Symptoms of aspiration, taking much longer to eat, bowel and bladder incontinency, ADL dependency, weakness, difficulty with ambulation, high risk of fall. As well as symptoms of recurrent aspiration that was mentioned. Vital signs, blood pressure is 130 over 88, pulse is 100, respiration is 22, O2 sats 98%. Heart positive, phone positive is 2, lungs for bronchi, abdomen soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, oral mucosa with an illusion, but dry. Patient does have what looks like muscle wasting in the lower extremity and tremors. Assessment, end-stage Parkinsonism, number 2, tremors, number 3, despite being on high-dose Cinemet, patient continues to have issues with aspiration as well as tremors, period. High risk of fall, weakness, debility, protein, calorie, malnutrition, weight loss, anxiety, on a higher dose of Risperdal and Depakote now, history of recurrent stroke, lacuna of type on Berlenta, control symptoms. Patient is showing demise as far as his Parkinson's syndrome is concerned, and he's at a high risk of, and given the natural activity of the disease, patient most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you. Natural progression of the disease, that's better. Thank you.